Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Funnel Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Jord, absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI video strategies and why so many of them fail. It's a hot topic right now. That's right, we'll specifically compare Kling 3.0 and Seedance 2.0, and trust me, there's a lot to unpack here. Oh, for sure. I've heard some creators are really struggling with their videos looking off, right? Exactly. Many people get frustrated because they spend hours prompting these tools only to end up with a blurry mess. It's so disheartening. Yeah, I can imagine. So what's causing these frustrations? Well, one big issue is budget. If you're running a business or even just creating content for fun, budget matters. Kling 3.0 typically costs between 10 to 50 cents per second of video. That can add up quickly. Wow, that's a lot. How do casual users handle that? They often burn through their budgets fast. About 40% of casual users find themselves spending 3 to 5 hours learning the interface, only to get nothing usable. In fact, 41% give up on their projects entirely after one failed attempt. That's pretty intense. How does Seedance compare on the cost side? Seedance 2.0 is much more budget-friendly, dropping costs to under 5 cents per second. Plus, it's designed to be more efficient with batch processing. So it sounds like Seedance is the way to go if you want to save some cash. Absolutely. But it's not just about cost. It's also about quality. Consistency is crucial in video marketing, especially for e-commerce brands. Right? I've heard that inconsistent visuals can really hurt a strategy. You got it. In fact, 73.4% of e-commerce marketers cite inconsistent AI visuals as a major reason their video strategies fail. That's a huge number. So how does Kling 3.0 measure up in terms of quality? Kling does well with human motion, achieving a 92% accuracy rate for realistic movement. But when it comes to product fidelity, it struggles. Seedance, on the other hand, boasts a 98.2% accuracy for product visuals. Jordan. Oh, wow. So if a product changes shape in the video, that could really turn customers away? Exactly. Professionals have experienced a 22% sales drop due to fake-looking renders. If your product doesn't look right, customers will bounce. So what can creators do to avoid these pitfalls? Great question. For e-commerce, using universal reference technology is key. Seedance has this built in, and it can drastically improve sales conversions. How does that work? Essentially, you set up a master reference image, and the AI builds the video around that exact product. It's a game changer. Got it. What about scaling production for larger projects? Here's where batch generation shines. Seedance can scale about 4 times faster than Kling for product demos, cutting down your time to market by 67%. Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver for busy marketers. It really is. Kling uses single clips, meaning you have to wait for one to finish before starting another. That can be a bottleneck. That's frustrating. What about video length? Are there restrictions on that? Definitely. Kling 3.0 supports only 3 to 15 seconds at 1080p, which is fine for quick posts, but for full product demos, that's just not enough. Seedance allows 60-second videos at up to 4K resolution, so that's a major difference for e-commerce videos.
Yes.
55% of users find that limitations like the 15-second cap block them from making full ads. That's a real challenge. Speaking of challenges, how do these tools stack up in terms of ROI? Great point. AI videos from commerce-optimized tools can yield an 82% higher ROI. Seedance users are seeing multipliers of around 16x compared to Kling's 5x. That's pretty impressive. Do you have an example of a company that's done well with Seedance? Absolutely. EcoGear switched from Kling to Seedance, and they saw their click rate jump from 12% to 22%. Their costs dropped by 92%, leading to an 80% increase in sales. They reported a whopping $2.1 million quarterly gain. Wow, that's a huge impact. It really shows how critical it is to pick the right tool for your needs. And if you're just starting out, what advice do you have for beginners? Beginners often struggle with vague prompts that lead to unusable outputs, wasting their budgets. It's crucial to be specific and start with clear ideas for what you want. Such good advice. So to wrap it up, what are the key takeaways from today's discussion? If you want a successful AI video strategy, choose the right tool. Seedance offers a budget-friendly, consistent, and efficient solution compared to Kling. Absolutely. And remember, it's all about understanding your specific needs to drive better results. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.